penalty rates is one of the very big issues in this country. It's a very, very passionate issue among employers, employees and unions. There's been a debate about whether we should have a day off work when a public holiday, for instance, falls on a weekend. Anzac Day fell on a weekend last year, for example. We still had the day off on the Monday. A lot of people argued if the public holiday falls on a weekend, we shouldn't get the extra day off. The Australian Industry Group is taking that argument a step further. It's arguing that public holiday penalty rates should be scrapped when the holiday falls on a weekend to stop workers double dipping on penalty rates. So, for instance, this year employers will have to pay penalty rates to their workers on Christmas Day, which falls on a Sunday, and again on the Tuesday, December 27, which will be classed as the Christmas Day public holiday. Employers obviously don't like that. I would think if you're working on Christmas Day, you'd probably get a bit of an extra whack, because those stores and businesses that are open on Christmas Day be charging more, wouldn't they?
Well, most of them do. Most of them have a sign at the front that says there's a 10 or 15% added tax virtually on their products. Remember that pub we did recently where there was a public holiday and they said our prices are 10% up?
Yeah. And look, if we open the phones, we'll get people who'll tell us that they're family people, they need to see their kids, it's quite a sacrifice working on a Sunday. On the other hand, you talk about young kids, students, who are essentially putting themselves through uni, working on a Sunday. Is there an argument for a huge whack of penalty rates for them? Innes Wilcox is the CEO of the Australian Industry Group. Innes Wilcox, he joins us on the line right now. Innes, good morning.
Hi, John. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Innes. Thanks for joining us. You're essentially saying workers shouldn't be paid penalty rates twice, like double dipping.
Well, that's right, Gary. What we're saying, and just give me 2 seconds, I'll run it through. If this year Christmas falls on a Sunday, that is, people who work on that day will get their double time and a half. Will get their double time for working on Christmas Day, but then Tuesday, the following Tuesday, the 27th, as you said, is the public holiday for the Sunday because the Christmas Day falls on a weekend. And then what employers are being asked to do is to pony up double time and a half for staff who work on the Tuesday, which is the public holiday for the Sunday, Christmas Day. And we're just saying, look, that is asking way too much of employers. And that's why you get the increased costs. And you look at retailers, you look at businesses like AI Group, members like Qantas who work on Sundays and Tuesdays as well, transport companies, all of those, they're being asked basically to pay twice for staff who are working through the Christmas period.
Do we know how many Australians are affected by this? I mean, how many Australians on average work weekends and various times?
I couldn't give you the precise number, but if you look at it this way, if you look through retail, through the retail sector, through the transport sector, through the hospitality sector, through the fast food sector, you're talking about hundreds of thousands who work on weekends, and it's a big proportion of the workplace. So really, for a lot of employers, it's the choice. Either they have to pay their staff for a public holiday, double time and a half, and open and increased rates, or just suck up the loss, or they close, and a lot choose to close.
Some people would say, well, you're going to look a bit like Scrooge, aren't you, asking the government to stop workers getting penalty rates for working on Christmas Day itself?
If Christmas Day falls on a Sunday, then the workers would get the Sunday penalty rate that they would get in any case, and they would get the public holiday rate on Christmas Day. We're not concerned about Christmas Day. It's the Tuesday after, the make-up day. That's the one that we're focusing on, where employers are being asked to pay double time and a half for people working on a Tuesday.
Isn't that week normally a lot of businesses, everything closes down, everyone's on holiday, there's hardly any offices open, so that week is generally a time when families are doing things, all the kids are on holidays, so there aren't that many businesses open, and I would have thought if you open your business, say you're a hospitality place, a restaurant, you're going to be doing pretty good trade because most of your competitors are closed, and so you could make up that difference by opening and asking people to work and pay them the extra.
It's not just retailers. On this businesses like I mentioned, airlines, transport companies.
That's a difference, and they're all got to keep going, don't they?
Got to keep going. These are 24/7 businesses who just have to keep going, and they're the ones who are being asked to pony up twice. And smaller businesses can make a choice whether they want to operate or not, but if you should
The argument might be that people are listening to us saying, "Well, how many executives, chairman, boards, people like you and us will be there working on that particular day? We don't get asked to work on that day, do we?"
No, not normally, but sometimes you do. But where it falls is particularly for, this is for small businesses and people who have to work, and those 24/7 businesses who just have to keep operating. And so we're not saying take away the cost for the Christmas day. It's the day in lieu. That's the one that we're looking at, where a lot of people might want to go back to work, or businesses might want to open. It's a day during the week. A Tuesday is a traditional working day.
All right. Innes Willox, thank you for your time.